Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, time to talk a little college football. We've got playoff rankings, and this thing is going to be so muddled this year. Can I tell you the top 12 teams right now as it's listed? And it doesn't mean these are the 12 teams that are getting in, by the way, because I want to, there's a, what this is NCAA.com news. They have a projected what the bracket could look like, so I'll tell you about that in a second. Ohio State, Indiana, both undefeated. They would both end up getting byes regardless of what happens the rest of the way. Georgia is 11-1, along with Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Oregon, and Ole Miss. A&M just lost this week to Texas. Oregon's been on a roll. They beat USC, which seems like a signature win for them. Texas Tech has been one of the more dominant teams that nobody's talked about all year long because of the conference they play in. And then when you go down a little bit further, here's the two loss teams: Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, and then BYU's 11-1. They come in at number 11. Miami 10-2. At number 12. They have Texas at 13 at 9-3. And here's the weird thing. I just want to read to you what they said about Texas. Texas will move up to number 13 after beating A&M, but it won't be able to overcome three losses to get into the playoff picture. Wins over A&M and Vanderbilt are better than any team that Utah's beat and Vanderbilt. Well, that's head-to-head, so they beat them. And again, that was in Texas. A loss to Florida team with a losing record is worse than any of Miami's losses, so the Longhorns hit their ceiling. Now, is that worse than the Florida? Well, Alabama lost to Florida State. Miami's losses, I guess, aren't as bad. Not as bad as that one. That's just a terrible loss. What are your thoughts on this? Because their projected bracket has Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas getting a bye. And understanding the finagling that's going to go on because we have
Texas.
Texas Tech. Excuse me.
Thanks, yeah.
Ohio State, Texas Tech playing each other as the 1-4. 2-3 would be Indiana, Georgia. Well, they have Virginia winning and getting in, so they don't have Miami in here. They have Virginia playing Oregon, Ole Miss playing Alabama, A&M playing Tulane, which must be that we just talked about Tulane.
Yeah.
Great season, you know, but they don't, as the one person that posted that message said, they don't think that Florida would have an issue with A&M or with Tulane finishing their season because it's not the same conference.
Except Tulane, as of a few days ago, they had a 26% chance of making the playoff.
Yeah, that's why they have them in here. Yeah. And then you have Notre Dame playing Oklahoma, which means there's a lot of those teams that they had missing. Where, you know, BYU, are they not going to put BYU in? 11-1? They got to win their conference? I can't, because Texas Tech's a better... anyway. But that's where it stands. Do you have any issues with this? Like a James Madison team that's 11-1 with its only loss coming to Louisville. I think people, they have the 18th best strength of record, but only the 118th best strength of schedule. So.
What?
So the strength of schedule, that's.
That stuff, I know what that means.
Yeah, we can put that together before the games happen.
Right.
After the games, they have the best strength of record, meaning they've won.
By more points?
Yeah.
More decisive victories?
I think it's about who they beat, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the country and all those teams. Mm. North Texas, 11-1. See, and that's the thing. Like, people were hoping when the playoffs started that we would get these the underdog stories. And I think you have to – Indiana is still an underdog story. And if you're pulling for that, I think that's who you're rooting for. But people wanted to see the old days of Boise State getting in, or when Hawaii went undefeated, or Utah, like having them in a playoff. And do you have any issues with that? We're not going to see some of these teams, or do you think just put the best 12 teams in there and let's have a playoff?
Yeah, no, I don't have an issue, because it's no matter what you do and who you put in, somebody's left out and somebody's angry. And I was angry when Florida State got the door shut in their face.
That's one I agree with you on, but I also, like, I'm straddling the fence here. Mm. I'm happy with what they did, because I don't think the third string quarterback's doing anything. But as you pointed out, didn't they earn to go? Don't they earn the chance to show you that they can't do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And again, like, looking at these teams, who do you think the best team in the country is? Ohio State. Yeah, I can't wait to see what Indiana does. Indiana's for real.
Yeah, like, for real, absolutely.
This team has gone. They went into Oregon and beat Oregon's ass in their house. I would not be shocked if they beat Ohio State, but I was happy to see Ohio State kind of step up and finally beat Michigan.
They've lost like 4 in a row to Michigan until this
weekend. They lost. Michigan was a 3-touchdown underdog last year, and they lost outright.
That's right, yeah. I think they lost 4 in a row to them.
Yeah. I think it was 5. Or maybe it was. It doesn't matter. They lost a couple in a row. Yeah. But what happened at midfield? So here's where I want to get your thoughts. So Ryan Day and his crew, after the win, go out to midfield or whatever, and then the rest of the players stay out there for Michigan, saying that they're protecting the M because of the flag plants that have happened at Ohio State. To which Ryan Day told the head coach of Michigan, get your guys out of here. We're not going to do anything to the M. We're just meeting here. And if I'm the head coach of Michigan, I'm like, No, you get your guys out of here. This is my field.
Yeah.
You guys won. Congrats. Take your W and get the hell out of here. Take your dyed beard.
Did you see what the mascot did?
What?
You know the dot the I thing with Ohio State? That's that thing, dot the I. He went into by the Michigan end zone, the one of the end zones, and was with his feet, makes the Ohio, and then dots the I, and then goes into the end zone with that little silly steps he made. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
He went and built a big X over the M in Michigan in the end zone. So that's why they probably would, you know.
I did see there was somebody also rubbing their feet on the Michigan logo in the end zone.
Yeah.
Like rubbing their feet across it and trying to like scratch it out. But again, you know, these are rivalries when these things happen. I didn't like when Baker Mayfield came in and flag plants at Ohio State. Yeah. And I know a lot of people do. It's like, oh, it's, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think some of the stuff's disrespectful, but it's up to you what you want to do. Again, I wouldn't be one of those guys celebrating after a touchdown, believe it or not, but I think everybody has the right to do it. Go out there, dance your ass off. If you want a Dougie like Brock Purdy did, I don't know if you saw that. Brock Purdy said after the game, I'm pretty good Dougie-er. I don't know if that's a word, but he's been doing the Dougie for years, so he decided to break it out after his touchdown.
Did he?
Yeah. He didn't look bad. He's all right. but we did have Alabama-Auburn this weekend, and it didn't disappoint. I was on Auburn plus the 5.5, and with 3.5 minutes left to go, it was a tie game, and then Alabama scores a touchdown, and that ends that. But if you didn't watch on Saturday, there were a bunch of great games, and And I feel like the playoffs are going to be even better. But Ed's absolutely right. If we got to a point where they said, okay, let's make it 16, then they're going to complain about 17 and 18.
They're going to. You knew that was going to happen.
I thought it was perfect at 6. I'm perfectly fine with 12. It just means there's more games and somebody has to win, what, 3 in a row to get there to make it happen. But, yeah, any of these other teams. So, again, if I take Ohio State out of it, who's that next team that you think could make that run, or two teams? Is there somebody that stands out to you? Because I want to see Indiana. I do think A&M's for real. But I think this Texas Tech team's better than people want to give them credit for, and I think they make a run.
I do, too. I still think Ohio State's the best team in the country, and I think Indiana is for real. So if you're going to tell me to exclude Ohio State, I'm going Indiana. Right. And I think it's a great story, but they've proven they're not. This is not a fluke. You mentioned beating Oregon in their house. They've got to, and then they boat race lesser opponents. It's not like they've, you know, they've.
That's the thing I like about them. Oh, we got Kennesaw State. Let's beat them 63-0.
Yeah. That's what they've done. I mean, that's what the elite teams do, and they are. They're for real.
Yeah, the only team that held them to 20 or it was 20, I think, in the game was Iowa. That's the least amount they've scored all season long, and that was kind of
I did watch Michigan-Ohio State, though, and I say I was impressed with Ohio State. They look really, really good.
Jeremiah Smith is so good. I'm going to gush over wide receivers. I mean, they still got Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. I could sit here, pick a team, and I'll talk about their receivers in college. There's so many good ones to watch, whether it's Ole Miss or even, I mean, Oklahoma's got one of the youngest receivers in all of football, and they're just so freaking good. I was looking at, who is it? It's the safety. Oh, it's Josh Downs, the wide receiver for the Colts, his brother Caleb. He's the guy, ultimately, I think, that winds up with the Bengals, that they make some sort of move and go get him. And granted, it's a safety, but I think he is a difference maker when it comes down to it. Might be the best defensive player in college when all is said and done. All right.
How about Bo Jackson?
He's really good.
Yeah.
Until he messes up his hip. No, Ohio State has a Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.